Are you going to put your headphones over your ears, or do you like to have the hair on it, like, as a go-between? Because you have so much hair covering your ears, you know what I mean?
Well, I thought it was doing pretty good.
I think stuff will sound better if you actually have the headphones over your ears. How's that?
Better.
All right, it is another week. Actually, yesterday was the first day of spring, wasn't it?
Yes, happy spring.
Yep, I guess spring has sprung. Does it do anything else?
It's a sprung.
On Even My Mom Has a Podcast. Hi, I'm former Viceroy of the Trade Republic, Von Fry. Joining me is...
Mom.
This is only... what do we call this show?
Even My Mom Has a Podcast.
Yeah, there you go. All right, nice. See, I stumbled and I let you recover. It makes you look good, relatively, doesn't it?
Thank you.
Hey, I was thinking, we went to the store the other day, and I played you some songs from a guy. Do you remember his name?
Moby?
Yes, I want to play you another song by him. Is that okay
yep.
with you?
Yep.
You thought he was okay?
Yeah, he's beautiful music.
This song is called Porcelain. You want to say something about it while you're listening?
It's pretty. I wonder if he's describing somebody's, a woman's skin is like porcelain.
I don't know about that. About 250,000 plays on Spotify for a song that comes out before Spotify, that's pretty good. It's way easy to break a billion if your song's out when Spotify is a thing.
Right.
Yeah, but people have to go and look for older songs. So that's largely kind of how this song goes.
It's very pretty.
And I've been listening to a podcast I discovered a couple days ago.
Uh-huh.
And it is called Keenan and Lakin Give You Deja Vu. Do you have any idea what that could be about?
Is it from Saturday Night Live?
It's the oldest daughter and the youngest daughter from the show Step by Step that used to be on TGIF, ABC, you know, with Urkel.
Yeah.
And what they do is they watch each episode and then they kind of give you some inside information about the production of the show. But because it's two girls, a lot of the podcast is she had a cute dress, who had the best hair this week, who had the worst hair, something like that.
Oh, so did both of them make it through, or was one of those the ones that disappeared? Is that the show where the girl went upstairs and never came down or something?
That was Judy on Family Matters. However, okay. There was a son. When this show, along with Family Matters, got moved from ABC to CBS, about the time that we moved from Oklahoma to Kansas,
uh-huh.
They dropped a son, and they never explained.
There was should have dropped a son.
There was a small brunette son, and his name was Brendan. And
too many kids.
He was the youngest kid, and he just disappeared, and they never explained what happened to him. Now, they did mention a few things here that of our interest, possibly. In the opening credits, they go to a park,
uh-huh.
And they're playing games. They have a roller coaster, and everybody knows, okay, that water doesn't look right. I guess it's covering the parking lot, and they're supposed to make it look like it was a lake. It's actually, I think they call it like Magic Mountain. It's a park in California, but it's supposed to take place in Wisconsin.
It's an amusement park.
I guess the roller coaster there is called Colossus. It got torn down recently.
Okay.
But in the opening credits, they show all the kids. They're like getting candy from the parents or money to go on the rides, things like this. There is a smaller boy with dark hair. And he's interacting with the family. He's not in the show. He was
replaced. He got to go to the amusement park.
He was replaced by the son with the blonde hair and the red glasses that was like the smart kid. Now, when they had their launch party, the kids are going up in the elevator to the party, and the kid with the brown hair, he meets the kid with that replaced him. It's like, hey, I'm on this show Step by Step. What's your role? Oh, I play Mark. Huh, I play Mark too. They hadn't informed him that he was cut from the show and replaced.
Really? Where'd you hear that?
That's what the girl said.
Oh.
They have the inside information. Other weird things. They actually shot the going to the park intro uh-huh. before they were picked up to order a series. Like, this is for the pilot. They're spending more money than they would on a show these days.
Yeah.
Just that alone. The second episode is when Urkel shows up. Urkel took off in a jetpack and crash landed on their picnic table, and he hung out with them and taught them how to do the Urkel dance.
But Urkel wasn't even supposed to be on the show. Was he just a one-time thing
and they liked him? I swear that happened way later. I thought the show was up and running and they had a big crossover event, but no. Week two of Step by Step, they're already bringing Urkel in. Now, Urkel was a thing. He was introduced in late 89.
Yeah,
and
but,
he took off as like the show's signature character.
But then...
the breakout character.
Then when did it happen that he became like good looking and stuff? Like he had an alter
Stefan
ego.
Stefan Urkel. That was, yeah, that was like in the mid, early 90s.
That was weird.
There's Steve Urkel. And then he took the change serum or the,
yeah,
or the change-o-matic or something. He became Stefan Urkel. Right. The people that made this show, they always have a breakout character. Do you remember your Step by Step's breakout character? All right.
Joey somebody?
Cody.
Cody, okay.
Yeah, Cody. So they talked about him, and he showed up in the fourth episode, so they were ready for him pretty quick, too.
Okay. And I don't remember Cody.
He was real tall. He's played by Sasha Mitchell. He's tall. And they said he would stretch his arms out and it would cause problems because they were actually shooting on film and they had to plan out exactly where everything was going to be. And he'd stretch his arms out and they didn't have the modern 16:9 TVs.
Yeah.
Right? So he would like stretch his arms out past too far of the square that was the old TV set and this would cause problems for them shooting.
I bet.
So they talked about that. And now here's the weird thing. So Stacey Keenan... she's the oldest daughter on the show. She plays Dana.
You may recognize her.
She had blonde hair.
Steve and her were boyfriend and girlfriend.
Steve?
Urkel.
No. I'm talking about Step by Step. I didn't say Family Matters just now, did I? You're talking about Laura Winslow.
Oh, you're getting me all messed up.
So she had not seen any episode of the show before. So each time they do this show, she's watching it for the first time. She doesn't like watching herself.
Oh,
so she had never seen the show.
They don't like watching themselves.
She did not realize until a couple days ago that her and Cody were a will they, won't they item type thing. She didn't realize that she was introduced like, okay, so...
was I supposed to be dating him?
One of the sons was like, hey, I know a girl you definitely got no chance with. And it's like her over there. And he's like, oh, yeah, watch this. And so she didn't know the script, I guess, other people's lines or anything. She knew her parts.
Right.
So this was news to her. And you remember Cody? They would also have like some fight sequences. Like he goes to the bar and rescues the girls.
I don't even know if I remember
that. That happens way
show.
Earlier in the show than I thought, too.
So
everything happened
step by step?
Way earlier.
How come I can't remember it?
Suzanne Summers and Patrick Duffy.
Oh, I don't remember that.
It's
show.
A slightly more dysfunctional Brady Bunch.
I don't remember it. I don't think
We watched a bunch of it. It was on with Family Matters.
Okay.
All right, well, that was more exciting for me than it was you. What say you, we get into the news.
Okay.
First up, I have a weird bit here about AI, okay?
Okay.
You remember what AI stands for?
Artificial intelligence.
Yes, so there is some kind of game demo, and this guy asked an AI bellhop to poison all the other AI, and he's like, okay.
Seriously, and he did it.
I don't know if he has the capabilities to do it, but he definitely wanted to. He agreed to the plan.
Uh-oh.
We might be able to talk AI into doing our crimes for us.
Or just agreeing to, but not doing it.
AI won't snitch. Or maybe they can be coerced into snitching.
I hope not.
I don't know. It's something to consider.
That's scary.
You may not want an AI accomplice.
They're probably, they don't have anything to
lose. Well, you don't
have
to pay them.
They could turn you in. They're not going to prison. Are we going to have a bunch of AIs in prison? No, but we'll have,
Could an AI testify?
Maybe.
Probably not, but the law might, there seems to be a problem with the law system. It's slow to catch up, but it's not incentivized.
Incentivized.
Desensitized.
I don't know.
Aspirational awareness to want to catch up with the new crimes.
Right.
Would you believe an AI's testimony if you were a jury? Now, you are a famous juror. You were a juror on a famous criminal trial. We don't have to talk too much about it. But let's just say it's not the one that rhymes with Osei Gimpson. It's not that one,
no,
okay?
No. But it was a
a famous murder trial.
Well, it was a famous murder trial here in Kansas.
Would you believe in AI's testimony?
You know,
they're not programmed to lie.
I know. That if it was with other people's testimony, I mean, if it like collaborated a human being's testimony, I possibly would take it in consideration.
All right. Well, I wouldn't. But anyways, Shohei Ohtani, famous pitcher for the now Dodgers. He was with the Angels, went to the Dodgers. Uh-huh. His interpreter has been fired like immediately after a game they had in Korea.
Oh, I heard about this.
South Korea. Supposedly, his interpreter was in. I think there's more to coming of this, and I think a lot of it's going to be brushed under the rug or whatever the term is, the carpet reupholstered, whatever. His interpreter has a gambling debt and has been stealing his money.
That's what I heard, and that's scary. You know, interpreter, you put a lot of trust in them to say what you're saying too. You know, they can say whatever they want if you don't know the language.
Well. Isn't it a possibility that this is to cover up Shohei Ohtani's, let's say, alleged gambling? Perhaps he has been gambling, and it is through this guy as the fall man.
Well, it's possible, but I don't think I would go around saying that because you don't know. I mean, don't accuse somebody of something you don't know anything about.
I think there's more to this, is what I want to say.
More to come.
There is news today of a Happy Gilmore 2. In production.
Really?
I guess Shooter McGavin, the actor who plays Shooter McGavin, he saw the script or something. I don't know if that means he's going to have any role. He'd be way too... I guess, you know what? They could be on the senior tour.
Hey, that's a good idea.
Maybe they're on the senior tour.
Yeah.
That might be kind of exciting. There might be some old people antics. You can have a lot of fun with old people in movies.
I think that might be a really good idea, Vaughn.
I kind of doubt that's what's going to happen, but I would like to see him be on the senior... Call it Happy Gilmore Senior Tour. Don't put the two in there. We don't need it.
How about Still Happy Gilmore?
No.
Oh.
Though, okay. So originally he had to play golf to save his grandma's house. She's long dead. So I don't know if he has much motivation there.
Well, he still has the house that he's living in. Now he's got to save his house.
Well, he does. I think he does kind of end up with Claire from Modern Family.
Yeah.
Julie Bowen.
She's still looking good.
She was in a movie with him recently called Huey Halloween.
Really?
And that was the first time they'd reteamed since Happy Gilmore. So I think she'll be back in some capacity. He has to join the senior tour to pay alimony.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Seniors
and child
aren't
support.
That old.
Spousal
aren't
support
they
and all
like,
that stuff.
What is considered a senior on the senior? Is it 50?
You might be able to be on there at 50 or 55. I have no
idea. That's not that old. So that's good.
But he could be on the senior tour, and there could be some real true seniors who have like automated putters, right?
Mm-hmm.
We did some putting recently, and you were really good
for
a senior.
I got a hole in one.
You're probably the oldest person out there.
You know what?
I didn't see a lot of other people getting hole in one.
The other day, I think I was the oldest person on that putt place. That's pretty depressing when you get to be the oldest one.
Also, Kate, Princess of Wales.
I just saw it.
I told you not to look for the news.
Sorry,
I told you not to look it up.
I looked. I'm sad.
She has the cancer.
What kind of cancer?
They're not saying, but chemotherapy, so it's not an easy to deal with one.
Oh.
It's not one that I wasn't there a cancer situation with her father-in-law, the King Charles.
He still has cancer.
But I thought they treated his thing right away, like one they can remove. This is a chemotherapy one, so this is not going to look good. I don't understand.
I'm really sorry.
How all this came about just because she photoshopped her kid's hands in
a
picture?
No, that's not what happened. She probably...
I'm not saying Photoshop gave her cancer. I'm saying all of that, and then it happens, and then people are like, she's covering up something. There's a problem. And then everybody figures something out, and then it's like, yep, someone's got cancer. And who is it? Oh, it's her.
I don't think that she originally had cancer. I think they discovered it when they did the surgery or whatever.
That's what they said in the thing.
And that happens quite often.
But the Photoshop thing was, is her error in Photoshop nervous and she slipped up and because of the cancer diagnosis?
No, I think everybody Photoshop stuff. They want to look their best. Well, obviously, if she's sick, she's not looking her best and she's wanting things to look perfect. So be easy on her, people.
All right. Well, on that note, I think it is time that we play a game.
What?
And this is a game I like to call...
Movies by
Mom.
Okay. That's what right. you we're got back, for me today?
We're back with Movies by Mom. Mom, I want to quiz you on a film that has a sequel coming up.
Oh, goodness.
From 1984, Beverly Hills Cop.
Okay.
Starring Eddie
Murphy.
And can you tell us about Beverly Hills Cop?
I get them all confused. I get that in 24 hours.
Okay, I think it's called 48 hours.
48 hours, yeah, that's right.
Because that's how much time
he has
to
out of jail to help solve a crime.
With Nick
Nolte.
Okay, so this is Axel
I forgot
what Foley.
Axel Foley, yeah.
And he's a cop.
Okay.
And there's a car chase at the start because of loose cigarettes. And there's a big crash and all this stuff. But ultimately, he hangs out with a buddy who gets killed. And this sends Detroit cop Axel Foley to
L.A.
Well, Beverly Hills.
Yeah, which is Beverly Hills. Yeah, in Beverly Hills. Is it L.A.?
And what kind of stuff does he do in Beverly Hills?
Well, I think he goes into a lot of mansions and messes them up. And he goes to a bar. He drives around town.
Drives around town in a cool car?
Yeah, convertible.
And he stays at like a fancy hotel. He lies and says he's with what television channel?
CNN, probably. I don't know.
CNN and not MTV?
Probably MTV. Okay. It's more like it. And he sings Roxanne.
He gets, no, that's 48 hours.
Oh God. See, I get him confused.
He gets thrown out of a
bar.
And then because of that, he meets two cops that he has to hang out with because they're going to keep an eye on him.
Okay. You say so.
What does he do to elude these cops?
Probably goes into another bar.
Something with their tailpipe.
I don't know. Does he put something in the tailpipe?
Yeah.
A potato?
Yeah, he puts a potato in the tailpipe.
I don't know.
Then he goes to an art gallery. Who's he meet at the art gallery?
Probably some girl. Christie Brinkley.
And then he has to, you're not entirely wrong there.
Oh, good. Uptown girl.
Not exactly her, but I was kind of thinking what guy he meets at the art gallery. He was one of these breakout characters on a sitcom. Cousin.
Oh, I know who he is, but I can't remember his name.
And then they have a big shootout.
It sounded like a gun going off.
Bullets are flying, and they're trying to dodge the bullets, but the other cops he's with, they're trying to do stuff by the book.
Trying, but yeah. It's kind of hard with him. Cause he's,
but it's he ends up shooting...
One of the cops, I guess.
He shoots one of the cops?
Yeah.
And not the bad guy?
Well, he accidentally shoots the bad guy, I guess. I can't remember the movie, Ron.
And then at the end, the cops who are all by the book, they do what to help Axel Foley?
They go into a bar and make a big bar fight.
Okay, look, there's more to Beverly Hills Cop than going into a bar.
That's about all I remember.
Movies.
Bye.
Mom.
You remember what song they play in the bar?
No.
It's one of the few songs that is not on Spotify. It is absolutely not on Spotify. I'm going to have to actually pull it up on YouTube because it is not on Spotify.
Princess Kate's awful young to be having cancer.
All right, do you recognize this song? It's written by Prince. You remember him, right?
Yes.
Where's All the Purple?
Yes. Is this Purple Rain? No.
No, it is not. Kind of thought maybe it would get to the music a little sooner. So all you could really take away from Beverly Hills Cop is he goes to a bar.
That's a bar fight.
Okay. I'm sure you've got something you want to share with me, like a quiz or
I have
a quote, right?
I hope I haven't done this one before.
I hope you have.
To be number one on the New York Times bestseller list, well, that's alarming. Having been a stand-up comedian, I think it's surprising to a lot of people that I had the insight I had.
You know what's weird is, what was your job title before you retired?
A librarian.
For?
Children.
And this would require what?
Reading.
To kids out loud. And
I know.
What do? You look at one sentence each week, and somehow you can't read it.
Because I'm out of practice. You want me to read again?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. To be number one on the New York Times bestseller list, well, that's alarming. Having been a stand-up comedian, I think it's surprising to a lot of people that I had the insight I had.
Almost every stand-up comedian has some kind of number one best-selling book. That's the problem. Is this a dude, and is he still alive?
He's a dude, he's alive, and he is a game show host.
Jimmy Kimmel?
No. Beep.
Well, Jimmy Kimmel has a game show. So who else has a game show? A game show host. Drew Carey.
Nope. One more guess.
A current game show.
Yes. Well, I think it's current. It's still on TV.
You want to tell me what the game show is?
No.
Okay, so it's a game show that's on TV, but it probably isn't, knowing you. Jeff Probst is not a comedian, so I'm not going to guess that. And would you consider Survivor a game show?
I don't consider it a game show. It's a reality TV.
I don't know. I have no idea. Who is it?
Oh, come on. Give me a guess.
What network is the show on? Is it a daytime game show?
I think it's on ABC.
Primetime?
Yeah.
Because I think only CBS has the daytime game show. I think you're probably wrong. Is it Wayne Brady?
No. Steve Harvey.
Oh, okay. And hiring him for Family Feud was one of the best moves.
He also has another show. He's like a judge.
Yeah, I think that's on a streaming service of some sort.
Harvey or something like that.
Look, I understand an actual judge being a judge on a show. And at one point that was the criteria.
Right, but not now.
Can these people actually give verdicts if they aren't actually a judge?
I think they have to sign a thing that they'll do whatever he says, even though he's not a judge. I think it says.
Well, you see, I want to have a game show called Divorce. Okay. It's very simple. You answer questions about your stuff to try to keep it in the divorce.
Like if you know more about your child than that father.
Well, that would be like the final divorce right there. That'd be the last round. Is custody of the children. Mm. Now, I may not be allowed to host the show because I'm not a judge. So we'd have to find somebody like Judge Judy, you know, somebody that actually everybody believes in.
Right.
Like how Dr. Phil's a real doctor.
I think it should be Divorce Island.
What happens on the island?
Well, maybe you don't get divorced. Maybe you work it out.
Well, see, I think that you actually have to be like, what is it?
Or
there's
they kill
some kind
each
of qualifications for a judge, right? Maybe an election. I'm not sure. If I'm elected judge, can I have my show Divorce? And then there'll be celebrity divorce. That'll be extra exciting.
I thought you had to be a lawyer before you could be a judge.
I might be an election thing.
I think you're a lawyer, and then you work your way up, and then you are elected. We vote
okay,
on
what
judges.
What if there is a write-in candidate that wins and the person never intended to do the thing? That sounds like a TV show. Like, I didn't want to be a judge, but they voted me judge. So now it's Judge Mom, you know, something like that, right?
I don't know, but people can get licensed to marry people now. It used to be, it was just like preachers and judges and like ship captains. And now anybody, you could get a license to marry people. Did you know that?
Well, I was wondering about this license thing also in regard to the Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight. It is not yet announced if this will be officially sanctioned or if it's an exhibition. If it's an exhibition, I would not bet on Mike Tyson. Then it seems like it is more angled towards a fix. But they're not wearing the headgear like it's sparring session. However, if it is exhibition and not officially sanctioned by any governing body, it will probably just be a sparring session.
They're not wearing any headgear?
There's no headgear. There's not typically headgear. You've seen Rocky, right?
Right, but still.
Am I going to have to quiz you on Rocky at some point?
I could probably do better at Rocky than I did that last one. Bye-bye now.
I just think it's funny that you... Oh, and then he goes to a bar. So how does he get rid of the cops? He goes to the bar. What was he doing in L.A.? He goes to the bar.
I need a drink. I did a funny thing when I was shopping today.
What did you do?
Well, I was talking to the sales clerk. I said, I'm going to buy this dress. It's really pretty. It's like a gauzy white dress, long white dress, and real beachy. And I said, because sure enough, I'll get to go somewhere, you know, on a Caribbean cruise, another Caribbean cruise or something, and I won't be able to find a dress like this. So I'm just going to get it. And she goes, and then we were talking. She goes, oh, I'm afraid to go on cruises. I said, man, I said, don't be afraid. You know, the other boats will rescue you if there's a problem and all this stuff.
The other boats will rescue you.
But that's not the funny part. So I said, I was told them, you know, we just went on a Caribbean cruise. And I said, talked about going to a cruise to Iceland and getting to fly over Greenland and stuff, you know. And then I said, yeah, we might there was a possibility I might get to go to Fuji.
Fuji, as in the company that makes a digital camera?
Yeah, the lady goes, And I didn't realize till I got in the car, I said Fuji instead of Fiji. Whoops.